time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101, Recovery 101, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHA. FAIR, BCA, CBA,
CGA,
NBS, CBS, ABC.
You're saying initials now.
LBA.
AFC.
Yeah. Brick, you're just saying initials, aren't you?
NSA, TSA.
SPB.
NASA.
Oh, wait, no, we do speak for SPB.
CCCP.
That's me.
Oh.
NAACP. We don't speak for any of them there, guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
As you've clearly just witnessed.
Yeah, as we've clearly just shown. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Awesome. How's everybody's day?
Outstanding.
Out-effing-standing. What'd you do today, Mark?
Sat on the couch and watched football all day.
Oh, my God. That'll let people know. We won't say which games they were. Although I know my team lost, so I was bummed. And my friend James was happy because his team was – he goes, hey, were you rooting for my team? And I'm like, oh, they won, great. And he goes, you know who they played? And I go, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Did the Titans play today?
Titans played today.
Did they win?
Finished second.
They finished second. So, you know what? Their cheerleaders also finished second, but finished second in the league or something, some kind of cheerleading competition. I saw Bill post about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's –
so you can bet more on the cheerleaders than on the team.
Yeah. Well, you know. Shai, how was your day?
It was all right. I mean, you know, church, choir, we sounded okay. I thought we were going to suck, but it turned out all right. Went to lunch. Had a really non-triumphant shopping experience at Target. Then went to Walmart. Sadly, got everything I needed. I hate Walmart, but sometimes you end up there anyway. It's like the black hole of shopping.
I was telling Shelley, remember like back in the day when it was like Kmart was like the low budget place to go? Now it truly is Walmart, and people just go to it like in droves. I'm just like, ah, God.
You know why?
Because it's cheap.
Because it's cheap.
Because the only thing missing there is live chickens running
floor.
Around the floor.
Yeah, but I hate going there.
And in some places, they're not even missing.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I really, really, really despise.
Ooh, there's a boozy news story about chicken later. Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah.
Well, then, you know what it's time for?
No.
No?
No, what?
It's time for me to talk about my freaking piece of pie.
Oh, for crap's sake.
So we go out to this place, George's.
Yeah.
You know,
George's
original
bun and burger on Roland in Covina.
It's an awesome place. We're leaving. And Shelly says, oh, I should have got the pie. And said, well, they don't have the banana cream pie anyway. And the gal looks at me and she goes, oh, yeah, we do. I said, well, then get us one to go.
So it was a surprise for me.
So it was a surprise for Shelly. So Shelly doesn't eat it last night. And tonight, before doing the show, Shelly says, well, I'm going to have that pie. And she says, I went to go have a bite. And she goes, I saved half the pie for you. I'm like, that's awesome. So I go to get the pie container out, and what they do when they serve it on your plate is they drizzle all this chocolate and caramel sauce all over the place and,
uh-huh,
like draw a design out behind it and over the top of it and everything. Mm-hmm. And I notice that there are scrape marks along the container all where the chocolate and caramel used to be. And Shelly's like, no, I left you some. I'm like, no, you really didn't. It was fine anyway because she was giving of her heart when she gave it to me.
A, yes, there was some left. You just had to scrape more. Okay. And B, it was my pie to begin with. So
I would have needed a tiny scraper to have scraped any remnants of that pie left.
She left you some pie.
She did.
And half measures truly do avail half.
Half measures in that case, it availed me half because I got half a piece of pie. And you know what that means.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Pretty good dudes.
We rock the dudes.
You do rock the dudes.
We rocked the board with them.
Bunch of shout outs. I'm going to blaze through these.
Half of them.
Katie Uck, Georgette, Randy Norris, Stryker, Joe A., Bill, Deborah, John K., Natalie, Dakota, Beverly, Lee, Norman, Nathan, DJ, Tum, Sezu, Brian, Daniel, Jack. I should have said Jack and Daniel. That would have been better. Carol, Paul, Film, Vivian, J, Ron, Melissa, Fran, Elizabeth, Solis, James, Tom, Filk, Douglas, and Josie.
Josie?
Whoo. Yes.
And the Pussycats?
Where did I put that? I'm having a nice cigar.
You're welcome.
From the islands.
From the islands.
From an island.
The island.
The island. This is from Bill. This kind of goes under the heading of WTF. The U.S. Forest Service is going to start fining people for taking pictures in national parks.
What?
Yes. They oversee 193 million acres of wilderness, and in a month, you won't be able to take a picture without getting a fine, even if the new rules seem to be unconstitutional, which apparently they are.
That hasn't mattered in this administration, so.
Yeah, but yes. Why?
Well, let me let you know. And the one guy was quoted
as
saying,
"Can I guess?
Nice photo, $1,000, please."
Can I guess?
Sure.
They're short of money.
Well, you know, it doesn't say really why in here. Matter of fact, there's a thing here that says that the person in charge of the National Forest Service couldn't really specifically cite a reason why they would be doing this anyway, because photographers and everything, I was like, A, this is a national park.
We already
this
pay for
paid
it.
For
we own
by
it.
By my tax dollars, I can go to a public place and take pictures. So I don't think the jury has completely come back in on this because they're supposed to be nailing all this stuff down in November. And legal defense director at the Reporters Committee for Freedom, which is a First Amendment thing, said that his quote is, it's pretty clearly unconstitutional. And then it says the slap you just heard was the sound of 34 million hikers that will be out next week smacking their foreheads.
I think we should have photo day at the national parks.
They should.
We should all go in with our cameras and all
take pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, it's we'll have to get an update on that.
Let me ask you a question now. In today's digital age where you can erase anything.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So they you take a picture.
Yeah.
And they fine you.
Yeah.
And you go to court. And how do they prove you took the picture? Only if they took a picture of you taking a picture. And if they took a picture.
Well, that's the thing.
Then they need to be fined.
Shouldn't they be fined?
Well, and the thing is, matter of fact,
it's like a matching fundraiser.
Yeah.
The story was put up with a picture that was like provided by the ad council or something. They're like, did they have to pay $1,500 to take this picture? They're like, yeah. I'll bet that came out of a stock roll of film somewhere.
Yeah.
That was already there for the if they didn't have to pay, why should we have to pay?
Just out of curiosity, did we check the provenance of this story first?
No, we just trusted Bill.
I trusted Bill.
Because there are, it's not just the Onion anymore. There's like 15 fake news sites.
No. This was from a site, but I can't. It was like ABC or something. I can't remember. It was ABC or NBC. We got a whole bunch of stuff from them. Fran sent a bunch of stuff from them as well.
There's Theo Spartacus.
Okay. I found this
it's
one.
The neighbor's dog.
Yes, I know.
You know,
and he's awesome.
Making
I know
an
Theo.
Entrance.
I know what I was telling the listeners oh, okay. that.
We all know that making an entrance.
Yes.
That all-important first and lasting impression.
And?
Okay, and?
Unless you're drunk driving at the DUI stop and you smash three police cars.
Ooh.
Because that's not the entrance you really want to make.
They caught one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they caught 11 people. They stopped 1,500. Or no, they stopped 1,100 and they caught 11.
Where was this?
This was in San Diego.
Yeah.
1%.
Right by Pacific Beach.
1%.
1%. Yeah, this guy crashed, came into the DUI stop at about 50 miles an hour. You know, cops diving out of the way each direction, and he swerved, didn't hit the guy they were stopping in front of him, but by swerving, he wiped out three San Diego police cars.
Oops.
Wow, that's going to be a heck of a fine.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific Beach, a good area to have a DUI stop, though.
No one
say.
Was injured. From Fran. I promised you a chicken story.
Yes, you did.
Here's a chicken story. They found the driver who had parked his truck full of chicken at the truck stop.
Yeah. Oh, is this the truck that was sitting there and, like,
for
chicken?
Days.
Yes, and chicken juices were leaking out or whatever?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And it was, like, 100 degrees or something.
A semi-trailer carrying 35,000 pounds of what used to be frozen chicken was abandoned in Montana at a truck stop.
That smelled all the way to North Dakota.
Authorities found the guy.
Yeah.
The 37,000 pounds of chicken was rotting. And was draining out the bottom of the truck.
Oh, that's just gross.
Let's see. They found Christopher Hall, 42, on Friday. Police said the trailer had been sitting at the Flying J truck stop west of Missoula for a month.
Oh.
Wow.
You know what? They're just going to write that whole rig off as a loss.
Yeah.
There's no way you'd be able to get rid of that.
No one had noticed it at first until there was rancid chicken juice draining out the bottom of the truck and going down the street.
Why did he abandon the chicken truck?
Well, we're getting to that.
Okay.
He abandoned the truck. Dixie River Freight Company is the company that employs this guy. And
employed.
Well, they had a disagreement about how much money he was going to get for delivering this chicken. Oh. And it didn't come to him as he thought it should, so he said, I'll just leave the truck here.
Oh.
Now, well, he's getting nothing now.
Well, the chicken worth $80,000
mm-hmm.
just sat there and thawed out. And what happened is it's got a refrigeration unit, and it ran for like a week, and mm-hmm. then the refrigeration fuel ran out, and mm-hmm. then it just started to warm up. He was not charged with anything. It's really? Not his property. He told them he was leaving the truck there,
and they didn't come and get it.
He parked it in a safe spot. He didn't even get charged.
Well, if he told them he was leaving the truck there, and the refrigeration unit was still running, they should have sent another driver to pick it up.
They took the entire truck to a landfill.
I'll bet. Ew.
The company said that they didn't think they'd be able to use that trailer
ever
anymore.
Ever again.
Of course, they didn't take the cab, but they were upset because he was asking for fuel expenses and expenses for staying in a hotel and stuff to get the vehicle there. And I'm thinking, isn't that kind of normal?
Yeah, don't you get that anyway? Isn't that called your pay?
You would think, but apparently not. So,
the civil case will follow.
Yeah. Okay. This is in
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Florida!
Okay, I can't do that.
This woman, Shakira Aquanet.
Shakira really, Aquanet. Is she a stripper? Long. Is she a stripper?
Oh, no. No. No, I saw her picture. She's definitely.
That's her. Shakira Aquanet Shanlong.
Yeah.
Wow.
She found jail instead of Nookie. She was wanting some. The guy she found, apparently they were barbecuing and drinking at the pad. And he got intoxicated, and he laid down on the couch, and she came in following him, 22 years old. And she told him in no terms that the quote is, the suspect was screaming she wanted the victim to have sex with her. The victim told her no and go back where she had been all day and have sex.
With what?
She came back with a knife and stabbed him in the neck.
Oh my gosh, is he dead?
No.
No, but he said it was worth it.
She called 911 and said to them that she had stabbed the guy and he was leaking from the neck.
He was leaking?
He was leaking.
And, was he leaking chicken juice? That's,
yeah. Let's see. So the cops came. The victim told police she didn't want to have sex with Long because she'd been imbibing, and he didn't want to have sex with someone who was drunk. Make it look like it was improprietous. He said, I just wanted to go to sleep. Then she stabbed me in the neck.
Of course. By this standard, shouldn't we find Ray Rice's left hook to his fiance funny, too?
Yes.
But we don't.
He said that she stabbed him in the neck, but she didn't mean to.
Well, what was she aiming for?
Yeah, exactly.
The testicles. But
and she got arrested for felony assault and battery.
Well, I guess so. I'm surprised she got arrested for attempted
murder.
Never
be, and she should never be allowed to work again. Because that's what we do now to people who are part of domestic violence, right?
Right.
Because, like, these football players who are part of it never get to work again.
Oh, yeah.
They've lost their careers. So, therefore, she should lose her career forever. Because they lost theirs. Because that's the new standard.
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on what your contract is. Like, my contract with the city, there's a civil code of conduct that I have to adhere to, and if I don't, I lose my job.
Well, in the NFL, there was a civil code of conduct that said you get suspended for 2 games if you do it.
So, Shelly.
Oh, and they fired him? Oh, yeah, right.
Because all of a sudden pictures came out.
So, Shelly, so what? You're at work.
Yeah.
You want to have sex with someone.
Yeah.
You stab them in the neck.
I get summarily fired.
Right. So you lose your job.
Yeah.
Exactly like what Mark was saying.
But you can never work again in any other field.
Well, probably not. Can you imagine?
Why can't he work in any other field?
Well, they can't ever play professional football again.
Shelly, you go to apply at another library. Why'd you get fired from your last job? I wanted to have sex with a guy and he wouldn't, so I stabbed him in the neck. Okay. All right. Here's one from Bill. To be filed under duh and what the fuck? WTF. Cops tip for not getting raped by a cop. Don't get pulled over.
What?
Apparently in Oklahoma, there were some cops that had sexually assaulted a woman while on the job. And Oklahoma...
They should lose their job.
Highway patrol trooper told women they can avoid getting raped by a cop if they don't do anything illegal and get pulled over.
So what we're saying now is in Oklahoma, you are automatically going to get raped by the cop if you get pulled over. That's what he's saying.
That's what it sounded like. The anchorman on the news said, really? That's the best tip this cop could give? Don't get pulled over?
I am never going to Oklahoma.
We have a lot of good troopers. This is a quote. We have a lot of good troopers, a lot of good officers out there doing lots of good things daily. We want to continue that. We don't want people really listening to what this officer had said.
Wow.
I don't know if he's still working. Because we don't know. All right, quickie.
You know, actually, I can see, I have to interject this. I can see how that quote would happen. And you know how I can see that? He gets blindsided by the reporter, and is well, don't get pulled over.
Have you seen the Chris Rock video? There's a video. You know, there's been all this stuff about people getting their asses beat by the cops. So Chris Rock does this video called "How to Not Get Your Ass Beat by the Cops," and he's like, first of all, don't do anything illegal. He goes, that's the best way not to get your ass beat by the cops. And he goes, you know, the first thing is, if the cop tells you to get out of the car, get out of the MFing car. And if he tells you to lay down on the ground, lay down on the ground. Yeah. And he goes, plus, it would help if you drove around with a white friend. It's pretty funny. By the way, Delaware.
Yes.
Man hit by a car, killed, walking across the street to go to the funeral home.
But not for his own funeral. Well, as it turned out, yes.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Wow.
Bruce. His name is Bruce.
Bruce.
Johnson of Goldsboro, Maryland.
Don't bring me down.
Got hit by a Jeep.
Bruce.
He was trying to get to the Benny Smith funeral home.
Benny Smith.
Why does that sound like a mobster?
It does.
It does.
The Benny Smith. It could only be better if it was the Benny Hill funeral home.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Should I do
that? That sounds like something that would happen at the Benny Hill funeral home.
It does. At least he was close to his destination when he got capped.
All right,
That's sad.
This is from Brian.
We know him.
Yeah.
And who's Brian? We'll end with
this
one.
We know who Brian is.
That's true. We do know him.
I almost don't know if this is a hero of the week for self-defense or not.
Okay.
Traverse City, wherever that is. A family pet is recovering from serious injuries. Pippa, the 2-year-old Chihuahua, was there 1 second and gone the next.
What happened to
the gigantic barn owl?
Oh.
Grabbed it off the lawn.
Yeah, ooh. Those things all. You know, the carried barn owls are pretty
off,
hardcore.
Yeah.
And the dog apparently fought back. I mean, this thing is 3 pounds.
Right.
Fought back against this, like, 60-pound or 40-pound owl with this 3.5-foot wingspan,
yep.
Which had already, like, the talons had put these huge holes in the side of this dog.
Aww.
And the dog apparently was, like, biting its leg or something.
Yeah, Chihuahuas
and
are pretty vicious.
Got him to drop him.
Yeah.
And the dog, who got dropped from, like, 100 feet in the air,
yeah.
Broke not a bone,
yeah.
And none of the talons, like, punctured any lungs or anything. They said the dog is a little more melancholic now. He's not as feisty as he used to be.
Yeah.
But
dog's a little more introspective.
Yes, and wants to stay inside all the time.
Yeah. Well,
no
the,
thanks.
The
I'll
the
pee
animal,
inside.
Animal,
oh, it's my dogs. That's what it yeah. is.
The
it's
animal
my dogs.
Control guy in wherever the city is apparently works with a lot of wildlife as well, and he's like, that dog must have put up a good fight to be able to get away from an owl.
Yeah, barn owls are pretty vicious too.
I remember when I was a kid, right up there, we saw an owl grab a cat right off the ground like it was nothing, like boom, was gone, and. Mm-hmm. You could tell when this thing grabbed that mm-hmm. cat made a squeal and it made no more noise.
Yeah.
I mean, probably killed it right off.
I also noticed, Bruce, it seems like we have solved your being low problem.
And let's see. She's only 5 pounds, but she's really feisty. I think she gave all she had. She gave her all the fight she had in her. I'm just glad she made it because now she's really mellow.
I wouldn't like to see the bird that tried to take away Bill. Our dog Bill.
Yep.
Bill would put up quite a fight. Bob would probably roll over and go, eh, but Bill would, yeah, Bill would Bill be okay.
Oh, no. All they need to do is try and get next to you. All the animals got to need to do is try and get next to you at night, and those dogs will rip them to shreds. And that, my friends, is the end of the Boozy News. And the news not fit for booze. Awesome.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
I think you need a new
quote. Wah, 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 wah.
Make sure to edit this out.
Oh, no, I'm leaving that in.
Okay.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Shelley.
Bruce.
What? Welcome back.
To the New Way Foundation.
Oh.
Shout out.
To the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com.
So we have like a double, it's like a double
topic
morphine
suggestion.
Topic. Because we received.
We're going to talk about morphine?
Well, we received a topic. I think it might have been Bill, but you guys are thinking maybe Phil. So from one of those two, where they were talking about, it's a time of year when a lot of people watch sports in bars.
It's the most
part of it was, you know, what would you guys suggest if this is like the only place in town to watch it, and you know, blah 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 blah. And then someone else, Nora, sent in a thing that said that wanted to talk about temptation, about being able to stay away from temptation. So it sounded like a good fit to put those two together. Because this about to be in the holidays. This is a time of year starting with Halloween through Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's going to be a lot of temptation. There is a lot of sports right now that, you know, we're getting into the postseason for baseball's coming up. You know, the football's kicked off. There is a lot of stuff that happens at bars and at parties and stuff this time of year.
Yes.
So, Mark, Nora had made mention that you don't feel that you really need to shield yourself, which, you know, I really don't feel that I need to shield myself either. It's been a long time since I drank. But how about for newer people?
Well, first off, I feel like I already do shield myself.
Is that you what?
That I already do shield myself, and I've built up a pretty good shield. So maybe I don't need to consciously be aware of the defenses that are already in place. People that are brand new, I don't know. They tend to have not built up that first defense.
They could go to Walmart, though. And go and, like, grab a bag of chips out of the food aisle and go plant themselves, like, right in front of one of the TVs at Walmart's and just watch the games there.
They could. Matter of fact, that'd be normal in Walmart.
I was just going to say, if they're wearing a tutu and, you know, dragging their kids around with a beer.
The kids have a beer?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
What do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. I don't really think about it anymore. I suppose I used to, when I first got sober, I always went to the same grocery store after I got sober because I told, it was the Ralph's over here, it's not there anymore, but I had told all the ladies that worked there because they knew me.
You quit buying booze there, their profit margin went down.
Dramatically.
Yeah, went out of business.
But I had told all the ladies there because they knew me. I said, I stopped drinking, so I'm, you know, No matter what, sell me no booze. So they were looking out for me. So that was a safe place for me to shop. So I didn't go anywhere else. I only went there. Now, I'm not sure that most of the time I even recognize the fact that I'm walking through an aisle that has booze on it. Except for some of the bottles are really pretty now.
Aren't they nice? Labels are getting much better.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. I don't even care about what's in it.
And the types of booze that's available.
I don't even care about that. If somebody could, like, buy it and do whatever they're going to do with the booze and then rinse the bottle out and give it to me, I would collect the bottles.
No, there's like 12 million kinds of, like, it's not just like vodka anymore. There's like, you know, all these snappy types of, you know, watermelon vodka and strawberry vodka. And
cupcake.
I'm like, where was that?
Oh, and
shit
Cinnabon.
For me?
Cinnabon
vodka.
Yeah, went in with
Smirnoff.
Smirnoff. Yeah, and they created Cinnabon. That actually sounds really gross to me.
It wouldn't have at 1 a.m. on a Saturday when you were out of all your other vodka.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It'd have sounded normal.
Now, Shelly, you've gone many times and done karaoke.
Yeah.
In bars.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm a newcomer and I want to go do karaoke. What do I do?
Invite your sponsor.
Yeah, and you bring your sponsor or you got 6 months. We're not taking any newcomers that we got to hover over. That's what we used to tell. Remember, we used to tell people.
Go somewhere else. Bowling alley. Well, there's bar there too. Bar at the bowling alley.
Yeah, most places where there's karaoke, there's booze. Except for our house.
Yeah, because you got to get
because it makes the music sound better.
Right.
That's the best thing about karaoke in a bar.
The more I drink,
because,
the better you sound.
Yeah, because everybody's drunk except for our little table, and they think we are the shit.
Well, yeah.
They have no, you know, they don't know, and then they won't even remember us the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce had, like, women throwing themselves all over him. So, clearly.
Yeah, well, how about, now, Mark, you've gone to sports events and bars, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have, too, lots of them, more in the past than lately, but I think the question from one person has been, like, the only place in town to go watch some of these games, because, you know, like certain games are blocked out in certain areas, mm-hmm. and things. And the only place in town to watch these is some sports bar. And that's where everyone goes. And the guy's like, what about the temptation of going and watching a game at a sports bar where everybody else in there is ordering beers and everything?
They serve soft drinks.
No, what?
They serve soft drinks.
They do.
You know, at this juncture, though, my response to this is, how much is your sobriety worth?
$7.42.
Is it really, you know, worth it to go? Do you really need to see that game so badly you're willing to risk your sobriety? If you're that on the edge, if you're that new, is seeing a game worth going back out? If you're not sure that you're going to be able to stand
it. The Bears.
I'm just not a good one to have this conversation with. Because with my 60-day chip firmly implanted in my pocket, I got on a 3-day cruise to Ensenada and back.
Oh, booze cruise.
Yeah.
Right, but you were clearly and completely done. There are some people that are on the fence.
Then go. Look, if you're not clearly and completely done,
that's
then,
true.
Go back then out you're going to then you go back done. Out and get completely done.
That's true.
Come back when you're 100% ready to stay.
If I wasn't done, why would I come here? Why would I come here?
What is it, Mark? Go out and become the statistic you were meant to be.
That's right. I was born to
and
be.
And if you're still alive, come back.
You know.
Yeah.
Look, I had a sponsee come over today to watch football all day. Yeah, and he was talking about the number of people lately he's seen who have decided to go back out and try it, and they're dying. And he was, like, surprised by that. That people who would die. And
yeah.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
No, that's no. where everyone's headed.
One of the things I teach my sponsees is how to take that long stride to step over the dead bodies.
Or to hold someone up in front of you if you need a shield.
If you need a shield, absolutely.
Well, when you're new in recovery, though, the first few times that you see something like that, it is quite shocking. It's surprising because there's that you know, the immortality of the drunkard. They yeah. haven't died yet, so from their perspective, oh, this won't kill you.
You haven't died yet until you do.
Right, but they haven't seen that yet. They're like little kids with their immortality. They don't.
Well, you know what? And I guarantee, if Mark and I were walking down the street, and a hailstorm of fully loaded syringes fell from the sky, I would use his body as a shield and say a really, really nice eulogy for him at the funeral.
It'd just be a matter of which one of us could duck behind the other quicker.
Yeah, well, you know what the problem is, see? I'm smaller than you are. So I'm not – right there, you got to sacrifice yourself because you're going to get hit anyway. Because I'm not as big as you are, so I'm not going to be a great shield
for
you.
Yeah, because you're not as big as I am, I have a much greater ability of picking you up and holding you in front of me.
Using you to fend off
you'd have a tough time using me as a shield when I'm holding you by the arms in front of me.
You know what the really awesome part of this is, though? The last time there was a hail of fully loaded syringes was, let me see. Never.
Yeah. But you have to expect the unexpected.
Yes, true.
Don't ever go through life assuming something isn't going to happen.
If you expect the unexpected, then it's expected.
Oh.
Remember? Oh, you know what?
In the Big Book, my favorite thing in the Big Book is nine times out of ten, the unexpected happens. And I am always like, if it happens nine times out of ten, it's freaking expected.
I'll give you some unexpected. This is actually a follow-up to some boozy news from a show or so ago, where they were talking about the caldera at Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen what's going on in Yellowstone right now? They've had Old Faithful has even been spitting up some lava, which has never happened. And there are some areas of the park where magma was coming up through the street.
Huh.
So no one may actually end up hearing this show because we'll probably I'll be dead by then.
You never know.
Are we safe in Georgia if that happens?
Then we don't have to worry about.
No, pretty much the entire North American continent.
Then we won't have to worry about temptation.
Or the Temptations.
So, how about other kinds of temptations? We're coming up on the holidays. Although we should probably do an entire show on this sometime, but.
Yeah.
Holidays are coming up. What are some good rules of thumb if you're new?
Go to meetings.
Shelly?
Especially on the actual holidays, a lot of clubs, at least here in Southern California, I don't know about the rest of the world, but they have marathons. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're squirrely. You can't fall asleep. It's that, you know, you've got a month. This happened to me at Thanksgiving. I had a month. Mm-hmm. I spent pretty much that whole weekend at the 502 going to the marathon meetings.
You know what's nice about that? Go to the 3 a.m. meeting that's run by the loser that they couldn't get anyone else to run the 3 a.m. meeting, so they found this one guy. He'll do it. He'll do anything.
Because he wants to be a service.
There. Yeah, you go in there. He's the one guy. The guy, he couldn't. He tried to get the 8 p.m. meeting or the 10 p.m. meeting, but they said, no.
By the way, does no one ever drink in the mornings around here?
The what?
Does no one ever drink in the mornings around here?
Why do you ask that?
Because I stopped over at the 502 Club at 11:30 the other day.
Yeah.
They don't open until 12.
No. Well, they have a morning meeting, yeah, but then the club is not open.
Yeah.
You can go into the meeting. I think there are various, like, 10 a.m. meetings, but the club itself is not open.
I stopped to pick up a directory for somebody.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They used to open at 9 a.m., but.
Somebody said.
Budget cutbacks.
Yeah. Friend of Debbie's needed a directory. So I stopped at the club. They weren't open. So Debbie says, will you print one out for me online? Have you gone up to the Pomona San Gabriel Valley Alcoholics Anonymous site to print up a...
No.
You can't.
It was 38 pages of meetings.
Yeah, because of the way it's written out, it's funky.
Next time that happens, if you're in the area, just come up to the library and get in my car. There are a couple in my glove box.
Okay. Good to know.
You could drive along Route 66.
Yeah, that's true.
And stop at Central Office.
That's true.
That would be helpful. So, Shelley, what would your final words be on temptation? Temptation.
Well, if your spiritual foundation is on bedrock, there's no such thing as temptation.
Okay. Mark, your final words on temptation.
To quote the great Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it.
I loved Flip Wilson. Oh, my gosh. I had the little doll that was Flip Wilson on one side and Geraldine yeah. on the other, and it had uh-huh. two strings and you could pull. And the Geraldine one, my favorite one was, the devil made me buy this dress.
Yep.
I loved that doll. I wanted one. So my mom threw it away because one of the little box broke, and I can't find another one like on... They're just
gone. Yeah, you find them on eBay. It's like $12 million.
No, it was like $100. I wanted one so bad.
Mm-hmm. See, I really want to do something to the song Anticipation with Temptation, but I just couldn't really think of anything for that. So, you know what? If you're in doubt about going to anything, don't go.
Yeah.
Consult your sponsor. Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and we'll send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town, as our friends in the Inland Empire have done. If you would like to read the Southern California edition of the 12-Step Gazette, go to 12stepgazette.com/IE.
Sweet. Mark.
Yes.
Other people listen to the show.
They do.
Yes, they do.
We know this.
Well, we at least know Fran's listening.
Well, we know a group personally that listens for sure, but apparently there's thousands and thousands of downloads from all over the world. So,
how's our guy over in
Ghana?
Ghana doing?
Yeah.
Still downloading?
Downloaded 3 the other day.
Awesome.
Cool. Still beating.
Because then, you know, sometimes I didn't see him for a day, and I thought, uh-oh. And then I didn't see him for a second day, and I was like, uh-oh. You know, it's Ebola over there.
Yeah.
And then he downloaded 3.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the Ebola is like out of control.
Yeah. So, well, we appreciate you listening to the show. And however you find our show and listen or download, thank you very much. If you don't already go to our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net and click on the show in the top of the list. If you're already a member of Podomatic, you have just been counted when you hit the like button. If you're not yet a member, we ask that you join Podomatic, where you'll get updates of shows as they get posted. And once you're on there, you can like, you can comment, you can leave show topics, which would be nice. You can add us to your playlists and do all those things that we ask you to do to follow our show. Thank you.
Awesome. We just said some lights changed in the studio.
Yeah, it's much better, by
and
the
way. And I just... turned one of them out, though, and suddenly we got this weird, like, hospital...
Yeah, I'm like, this is
like,
really institutional.
Like a weirdly, like...
serene.
Mental, it's like alien
mental
light.
Hospital look.
Well,
I like the other light was warmer.
As opposed to the Inquisition light.
Yeah, but that light was warmer. It had
yeah,
a nice
the other
orange
light
glow.
Right
yeah, but
my face.
I thought I was going to have to confess to things I haven't done.
True.
God.
By the way, if you're Facebook
there
friend...
There are four lights!
It's really easy to
only
join,
Star Trek geeks will get that.
Podomatic. You go to recovery101.net. You go to it'll redirect you to our site. And if you try and comment or post on anything, you'll get a chance to log in. Or you can even click up at the top row of buttons and look for log in. If you click log in, it'll say, do you want to log in with Facebook? As long as you're logged into Facebook, it will sign you up to Sweet. They don't spam your page or anything, so it's kind of cool. You can follow us, you can like us, and all that stuff from there. Everything Mark said. If you are also Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be anonymous online, you can join the Recovery 101 group. You have to ask to join that. If you ask, you shall receive. And if you spam us, we'll boot you. Let's see what else. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. In youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who's the leader of Music Pie?
We have one more song from our friend Silka.
Silka.
The new, our new friend.
She's slightly reminiscent of Seika.
Really?
You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is, Jillian?
No.
Okay.
You'll have to look that up later. Anyway, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.